Welcome to another episode of 5.5 Minutes to Sales Superiority. And thanks for the positive comments and subscribes. I'm Rick Wimberly.
And I'm Lauren Bristow. Today we talk about something that can be time-consuming and annoying, not always well done, but is a big step towards a successful sales cycle. And we're talking about the post-discovery executive summary. You know, that document that shows your prospect that you were really listening to what they've been telling you and that you're thinking ahead of solutions.
I've been on the giving and the receiving end of these summaries, and what a difference they make. There's nothing I'd rather see after I've had the first real conversation with a salesperson than a summary of what really happened. Now, Lauren, are you talking about these automated meeting summaries produced by AI that are so popular these days?
There are certainly lots of them now, and they can be helpful for some things, but that's not what I'm really talking about. I'm talking about a thoughtful document that summarizes what I, the salesperson, think I heard when you, the prospect, was helping me answer my discovery questions. It can also lay the groundwork for building value as well as driving urgency.
Yeah, sometimes you find out that what you thought you heard was not really what the prospect meant.
And what a blessing that is when you're corrected. These corrections help you through the sales cycle.
I know, as a potential buyer, I appreciate it when a salesperson gives me in writing what was heard. And yes, sometimes I think they're off base. When I do, I just tell them. You know what happens? Better dialogue and understanding follow, and trust begins to build.
What could be better? The problem is that even with some of the AI tools available, these summaries are time-consuming. And honestly, some people just don't do them well.
So what do you suggest?
Well, the first thing you have to do is accept the fact that the discovery phase of the sale, then the gut check, are integral to your success. A HubSpot study shows that sales teams that have a specific process for sales discovery are twice as likely to make quota.
You've probably noticed that we've mentioned that study several times in our 5.5 Minutes to Sales Superiority podcast episodes, and you're likely to hear it again.
Probably so. Once you've prepared for your discovery, performed it, and analyzed it, of course, incorporating the 5 P's we harp on, prep, players, pain, process, and plan, you're in a position to share with your client what you think you've heard and what you're beginning to think about that will help them solve the problems at the end, you know, eliminate the pain.
So what's your best guidance for communicating that info back to the prospect?
Well, first, it shouldn't be lengthy. You'll want to briefly cover the current situation, a high-level solution overview, and bullets on the identified pain points and how you alleviate them. A paragraph or two on the company is helpful. And you'll want to include a timeline that highlights key milestones between now and when the prospect anticipates a solution would be implemented. More on that in other podcast episodes.
How's it different from what the AI tools like Fireflies and Reed can do?
Basic tools like this provide an overview of the call after analyzing the transcription. Now, while these summaries are fine for internal purposes, they really aren't polished or compelling enough to send to the client. And in addition to confirming understanding, another key reason for creating an executive summary is to represent you to other key players within the buying organization to whom you may never get a chance to speak. Now, even exuberant champions can't or won't represent your solution adequately. They need something presentation and salesworthy to send up the chain.
I know Excavase helps produce executive summaries that can be shared with clients. What would one expect from those summaries?
Well, the problems with creating executive summaries is, one, it takes time, and two, many reps just aren't that great at writing. Even document templates given to you can be difficult. And one of the advantages of Excavase is it provides for one-click summaries, a few clicks if you want to customize it more. This is designed to unlock the power of this type of document with very minimal effort.
I guess in a sense, you have to look at this holistically. If you don't do your discovery well, these executive summaries won't contain the meaningful insights you need. They won't be worth a flip.
Yep, it all fits together. it's a bit of work, but not insurmountable, and man, does it pay dividends.
Cool. That's good stuff, Lauren. We've got lots of cool stuff to offer in our 5.5 minutes to Sales Superiority podcast. Please make sure you subscribe wherever you like to get your podcast, and keep coming back.